Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the American shit. Let's go hook him up!
Edition of Over the Top Radio. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm joined by my co-host, Katrina. What's going on, Katrina?
Not much. What's going on?
Not too much. Just watching the Royal Rumble. Well, actually, I got to admit, I actually took a break from the Royal Rumble because the Spurs somehow came back from 18 points down with their bench and went to overtime with the Mavs, and I kind of have to watch. But unfortunately, they still didn't pull it out. But I got to give the coach credit. He went with the bench all the way through overtime and left them in there, and they put up a good fight. But unfortunately, they lost.
So they're not going to the Super Bowl.
They'll be going to the finals in a few months, so it's okay.
Oh, the World Series.
No, the other Texas team choked on the World Series this year.
Oh, one of those games where you play with the ball.
One of the games you play at. One of the games, the one with the big ball.
Yeah, and all the black guys.
Yeah, and there's like at least one token white guy on the team. Like, you know, we have Rodney as our token black guy. The basketball players have a token white guy on their team.
Okay.
So how are you liking the Royal Rumble right now?
It's been pretty good. I can't complain.
Yeah, it's been decent. I mean, nothing's been like, you know, super blow away, but, you know, my buddy Daniel Bryan retained the world title in the first match, in the cage match.
Yeah, that was a good match.
Yeah, and it's pretty evident that Mark Henry is pretty goddamn hurt because he looked like he could barely move, and they kept doing stuff to take him out of the match constantly.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, at least he was out there putting in some effort. But it was a decent
was
little
good.
Match.
I like when the Big Show had him.
I
like when the Big Show had him up by one arm at the end there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and he had him there for like a long time. I actually thought he was going to pull him all the way back up, but it kind of worked with a gimmick where like Brian gets lucky and he kind of just slid through the Big Show's fingers at the end. But the Big Show was holding him up for like a long time at the very top of the cage. And
yeah.
Brian did have a nice little fall. I mean, he took it all right, but it was a little further up than normal and stuff. But right now, CM Punk just hit the Randy Savage Macho Man elbow off the top rope on Ziggler on the pay-per-view. And
Randy Savage lowered elbow, he's turned over in his grave.
Yeah, he doesn't hit it anywhere close to as good as the Macho Man, or even Shawn. He's not even close to Shawn. But the ref just took a bump. And now Laurinaitis is kind of edging towards the ref to see what's going on. So Laurinaitis might be getting ready to get involved in the match here.
Are you there by yourself?
Actually, I was supposed to watch that at another friend's house, but they had some family things come up. So, yes, I'm at the last minute watching by myself here at the house.
Oh, Supersonic's not there leeching a pay-per-view off of you?
Well, he wanted to. He was calling me earlier, but I was like, no, man, I'm going to my one buddy's and was going to watch it with his family, but they're not getting back home in time, so I ended up having to stay here. So he's probably thinking I'm full of shit, but actually, I actually did have other plans. But yeah, he was calling to watch it. What kind of band, huh? Now, but the referee's still out here. But they had a couple surprise matches this year because they really hadn't announced it. You know, the last couple weeks they had
the three matches and Cena and Kane.
Yeah, and they had a surprise. Okay, Punk's going for the pin, but there's no referee. And he just nailed Ziggler, but now he's looking at John Laurinaitis all pissed off.
Laurinaitis took himself out as the referee because he doesn't want to lose his job, but he's out there as like a special enforcer, I guess.
Yeah, so he stayed out. And he's gently pushing the referee back into the match. And but they had an 8-man Divas match, which consisted of the Beth Phoenix and Natalya and the Bella twins. And I think Jerry Lawler said it best when he said, when God made the Bella twins, he was just showing off because, man, those two chicks are fucking hot. So, Laurinaitis just got hit in the back of the head and is out of the ring. He's not knocked out, but he's not happy. And Punk just hit the go to sleep on Ziggler and he's making the count, but the first referee is a little still out of it and just, he's not even looking at him. He's just barely trying to get to his feet right now. And Laurinaitis isn't happy at all. He's screaming and yelling at Punk. And now Punk's yelling back at him. But and they took on, of course, Kelly, Eve, Tamina, and Alicia Fox. And it was, you know, typical WWE Diva match. It was 5 stars all the way.
I've never seen Kelly come off the top like that before.
Yeah, they did a spot where they were all fighting outside, and Kelly went to the top like she was Rey Mysterio, and she dove. But she kind of, you can tell she's never done it before. For one thing, she never like said to the crowd when she got up there, like, "Hey, I'm up here." She didn't do that, but she just dove straight on them, and thank God they caught her. Or Kelly wouldn't die. Oh, Ziggler hits the Billy Gunn leg drop, and. And almost got a near three count.
I popped for Beth telling the Bella to get out of my ring.
Yeah, he told that to one of the Bellas, and then the other Bella was trying to do high fives with.
She's no soldier.
With them, and they just ignored her. So she's like, "Okay, what's going on?" God damn, dude! This guy keeps just sending like 5 Facebook messages in a row, dude. Like, chill. Trying to do a show. I mean, I can handle 1 or 2 texts, but damn, 5 in a row. Calm down, buddy. Calm down. He's, you know, he's either getting excited about the Royal Rumble or he gets too excited about Craig, missing stuff on the show.
Who's that sending him?
What?
I said, who's that sending you text? You said.
Well, his name is Greg Diener on Facebook, but his name is Sky Kid.
Oh, yeah, I know
Sky Kid on the board. But, go to sleep. Time to go to sleep on Ziggler. Ooh. And he took an awesome bump off of it.
Ooh.
And Jordan, the referee was 23, and Jordan Laurinaitis, he mirrored the referee and counted 3 with him.
And wanted to look fair.
Yeah. So he's trying to kiss him. And I don't get any stuff in the Sandman here, man. Everyone's going crazy, dude. Oh, now he's saying I've asked for spamming. So, yeah, I just got, like, punked right there, I guess. Fucking bastards. They know I'm trying to be professional here. But anyway, so Punk's still the champion. Laurinaitis is kissing ass like he, you know, played it square down the middle, trying to keep his job tomorrow, which hopefully will be pretty good. And, Sad Kid's apologizing for interrupting the show. Well, you're forgiven.
Didn't his nephew play for the Rams?
Who?
Does his nephew play for the Rams?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because I think I read somewhere that they said Animal's son played for St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a pretty good football player. I always heard about him. I mean, I don't really watch a lot of college football, but
he's one of the top players the last few years, if I recall.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, he comes from a, I guess you can say a genetically gifted family, but, you know, of course, I would imagine that the family had a little help getting that genetically gifted and stuff. But, yeah, it's been a good match. And then Beth Phoenix, like, hit the bitch slam for that match. And then they had a... Then they went straight to, if I'm not mistaken, they went to fucking John Cena against Kane, which was a big surprise.
Yeah, first they had the John Cena
that early.
Video package, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, the John Cena one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the John Cena, they had an awesome, awesome John Cena package. It was like awesome like the Miz one before WrestleMania and stuff.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. And then they had the match, and they were giving them some time, and it was decent. It was okay. The crowd was going,
well, before,
you know,
the match, you had Zack Ryder showed up in his back brace and his wheelchair.
With Keith, and they got
Keith
a private
went to his
dressing
room.
So he had his own private dressing room or like a skybox or whatever, and so he got to watch the match in there. So the match goes for a while, but it ends up being a countout, so they're just fighting on the outside. And then they fight their way to the back, and it's going back and forth. And then finally, Kane gets the upper hand and takes out Cena. And then he busts into Zach's room and grabs him. And Zach was trying to kick at him from the wheelchair, but Kane got him and pushed him to the ring and then threw him out of the seat and then just beat the fuck out of him and even hit the tombstone. And then Eve had come out before and was begging him to stop, but he tombstoned him anyway. And then he was going to, like, he made a move toward Eve, and of course, Cena came back out. And, but then he gets taken out again with a choke slam, and Kane just takes off. So, feud must continue, and Cena has yet to embrace the hate totally.
Yeah, it's a decent match.
Yeah, and then they showed a Rock video package, which was okay, but it wasn't as good as the Cena one. They had, like, I guess he went home to Samoa, and they were, like, you know, they kind of were talking to the people and the fans there in Samoa and his family. And it was pretty cool, but not as good as the first one. And then they had, and it kind of disappoints me because now I'm worried that he might not be in the Royal Rumble match himself. And that is, well, first they had Drew McIntyre, who's been fired, like, 35 times in the past 2 weeks or so. I'm not too sure. But Drew came out, and then, of course, well, not of course, because I was expecting it to be the... Oh, they're showing the awesome video package from the Royal Rumble, man. I love this fucking thing. It's so awesome. And then, anyway, the Funkasaurus, you know, came out all the way from Planet Funk. And they weren't matching today because the girls were still in red and he was in green.
Yeah, it looked kind of strange.
Yeah, but, you know, they did their thing. And that one chick might be stupid, but goddamn, she's hot.
Yeah. She ain't gonna be smart to be out there doing what she's doing.
Right. They should just call her the Stone Cold Girl. And Drew even got some offense. Finally, someone got a little offense on the Funkasaurus, but he made his jiggly comeback.
And he got his pants off this time.
And then he got his chin and won and did his thing. And, you know, anytime the Funkasaurus is out, it's always funky, pretty funky cool. And I love the statistical video, dude. It's so fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I wonder how far.
Sounds like eliminated more people or something, or maybe Kane has. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I think Kane's eliminated like 12 people in one day,
I think it was 11 or something.
Yeah.
But he's four behind, but is he going to be in it since he was already in it?
Well, they said everybody's eligible, so I expect him to be in there.
They're showing, like, the pound. There's almost been, like, 200,000 pounds of meat that have been in the Royal Rumble. And
no,
I don't remember the Headhunters being in there.
Yeah, they were in
See,
there,
that's,
like,
that's
just
meaning because it should be 421,000 so-and-so and 81, because they counted me twice.
Each guy was, like, 400 pounds, and they were, like, 5'2" or something.
Right. And then
they just showed the John Morrison spot from last year,
which was pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah,
and he was game over.
He's got
a
job now.
Now he doesn't even have a job. That's fucking pretty fucked up. The Stone Cold winning three of the best ones, or two of the best ones for sure. And Warlord time. seconds. Man, this dude is so fucking massive. It's fucking unreal. And, of course, that deal-breaking record.
People get to talk about the Bushwhacker walking in one end of the ring and rocking in the other end the other night on the show.
Oh, yeah. No shit, dude. I always forget that. But that was like 3 seconds. But I'm actually even surprised they show China when they talk about the two women. I'm surprised they just didn't show just, they just didn't show four Beth by herself.
Did you see China flipping out on Twitter last week?
I kind of heard about it, but I didn't really see it all.
God, she must be on crack or something.
Going crazy about Vince McMahon or something?
Yeah. I couldn't hardly tell what she was saying.
Mm-hmm. And they said 55% of the winners go on to win at WrestleMania. Del Rio had a fuck up the average last year.
I think they said that Road Dogg is probably going to be in this.
I guess that'd be cool.
There was a rumor about Eugene, but I think there was somebody playing a rib because Eugene, I don't think, is there. So.
Who, Eugene?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be that big of a surprise.
And Road Warrior Animal was going to be in it, but they didn't, like, make a deal in time to get it done, so he's not there.
That's what he gets for being greedy, I guess. How do you not make a deal on time?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus Christ, you're going to get some FaceTime. You ain't had that in a while, and you're fucking asking for a little too much money. All right, getting ready for the Rumble here. So we know Miz is number one. Who do you think is going to be number two, Archer?
I don't know. Alex Riley, maybe? I don't know. Sounds about right.
Alex Riley, other than losing to the Funkosaurus, I haven't even seen him in months.
Yeah. He was using him pretty good for a while there. I don't know what happened. I think he got hurt. So there's a sign for him to point at it.
Or he pissed somebody off in the back or something. Remember last year where he fucked up and got eliminated way before he was supposed to get eliminated in the middle? He's like, where's Alex Riley? Here comes the Miz. Man, you talk about, that's the definition of somebody they don't book right. I mean, Jesus Christ, he could be such a big time star. And unfortunately,
it's not like they don't like him. You know they like him. They got him doing enough stuff. You know, like, outside of the ring and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, appearances and everything. He's always on something.
Yeah, he's always doing something. I mean,
I think it's just that thing that they get him so far, and then they pull it back to see how he does. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably to see how he reacts to it. But
maybe his girlfriend did something. Maybe she quit.
Yeah, maybe she didn't fuck Vince on his on her turn. So here we go. Miz is about to talk here. It's probably going to be something about being awesome. I have a feeling. Can you, like, hear it from, you know, on my headset?
I got it kind of low on my TV, but I can hear it.
Okay. I can just, like, I got, like, my head.
I wouldn't be surprised for him to see him get the Iron Man this year. Just because he's starting off, so.
Good shot of it. They need to do something to start making him look a little better than they've been.
Yeah.
Jeez, dude, I got like some scrolls have been getting into my fucking attic, dude, and there's two of them fucking having their own Royal Rumble right now.
Well, what's been getting in your attic?
A couple squirrels. They found their way in like a last little bit here. I need to fucking find out where they got in and fucking close it up and get rid of them or something, but yeah, dude, right above me, they just fucking were kicking some ass on each other or something. And I just heard the little pitter-patter of feet fucking going crazy on my roof. Those little fucking bastards. But he's the Miz. And he's awesome. Let's see who it is here. Who do you think?
I don't know.
Alex Riley?
I called it.
Yeah, no shit, Couture called it. I have a feeling, Couture, that Alex Riley is not going to win the Royal Rumble this year.
Yeah. Hey, what did the Royal Rumble pull this year?
You know what? Brian even said that he would do, like, so many, but no one, like, sent any in or anything because they never called one in. And then one of the goofballs from Europe, the Euros that listened to our show, made his own with people who commented on our threads. And I'll read it at the end. We'll see who wins, and then I'll read it out and we'll see who wins. But Alex Riley has it with, I guess he's been on NXT.
He's been on Superstars.
Superstars? I don't watch Superstars.
It's actually a pretty good show. You get a lot more wrestling.
Yeah, I would imagine. And it's usually the guys that don't make TV that actually, you know, are good at having good long matches. And here's Alex Riley. He's running wild on The Miz. And he just got reversed Miz.
Eliminated before
corner.
number three comes out.
Big clothesline by Alex Riley. He's acting all fired up. And first attempt at getting The Miz out of the ring, but The Miz, of course, fights it off.
Yeah, I saw that the other day. They updated the Angry Birds Rio with 15 new levels, and I had to go beat the fucking game again to get to them.
They did, for real. I got to check that out then. You know, you always get the updates before I do, dude.
I got, like, the thing on my iPhone that, like, just notifies me when there's updates and stuff.
Yeah, like, well, I got mine, like, I got them on automatic, but every time you tell me there's an update, I check, and they're not there. And then The Miz already got rid of Alex Riley, so he made quick work of A-Rai. Took out his former protege. Now he's bowing to the crowd like Triple H used to do. And waving to the crowd.
Trying to get my streak of good predictions going here. I'm 2 for 2 so far.
Right. And I was right about Alex Riley not winning the Royal Rumble. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who's number 3 here? Okay, I was one number off on this one. It's The Truth.
3 for 3.
I love the Truth, man. You know, I mean, and everyone gets mad about his comedy shit, right? I think he cracks me up every time he's on. About that Pinocchio line about the, I don't even know if that's Pete D's, so it's fucking hilarious.
I wonder if they'd be biting if he didn't get popped for drugs. I wonder if he'd still be a heel.
I don't know. I had a feeling they were going to make them face eventually just because they were doing so much comedy with them, you know?
Yeah.
It's usually inevitable that it goes, but he looks kind of funny that he'll
too much money in Lil' Jimmy t-shirts.
Yeah, and this shit. Oh. Archer just missed one of his big moves. But he dodged a kick. Kicked the Miz. Going for a DDT, you know, a suplex. And he can barely hold him up.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what they're doing. Turn it into a power slam.
That looked like it was a little bit more difficult than it had to be.
he looked like he was a little stone when he was trying to do that. He threw the Miz out, but the Miz has held on again. And 3 seconds to go. 2, 1. Oh, Cody got
Rhodes.
A shitty number. Cody's coming in at number 4. Cody might be the Iron Man.
I predict Cody's going to face off maybe with Goldust in this match.
Oh, right off the bat, it's the disaster kickoff, The Truth. And now he's going for his a Gorge Buster, basically. You know, how come no one uses the Gorge Buster anymore?
I don't know.
Because I always thought that was an awesome move.
Yeah. Arn Anderson used that all the time.
And then he even stopped and became the Spine Buster. But I always liked the Gorge Buster. But they're double teaming on Truth. Got the Miz holding him while Cody is punching the shit out of him. And he's about to kick him in the nuts. Yep. Little Jimmy just got kicked in the nuts. And he's pointing to the sign.
He's only the third person to do that so far.
The Miz looked like he was going to sneak up behind, but Cody kind of like turned his head and Miz backed off.
Uh-oh.
Cody's outside. He's getting punched, but he's hanging on. And Truth and Miz are going at it. See what's going to happen here. 10 seconds to go before the next entrant. Miz just hit a backbreaker, neckbreaker combo. He was in. What do you think the intervals are? Are you keeping track?
No, not really.
Justin Gabriel.
He's now werewolf.
The case, and he likes to howl now. I don't see him being in there too long. You know, he's got to use a lot of moose on that shit. But, of course, he's running wild since he's a new man in the Rumble. He just took out Cody. And,
they would make him and Tyson Kidd a tag team.
Yeah, they'd be pretty badass. It's a nice, like, spin kick on him. And now just took out R-Truth. He's pretty good. I mean, they could do something. I mean, you know, make him a tag team or...
He finally got over his fear of the 450. I don't think he stays up on the ropes as long as he used to.
Yeah. Well, you know, he hasn't had to deal with the Vince McMahon lately.
That's right.
Or Ricky Steamboat. You know, who cares that Heath Slater gets hurt with?
Yeah.
We got all four guys going at it. You got Cody and the Werewolf going at it, kind of a little bit off their feud from SmackDown from the other week. And then you got Miz and Truth are still going at it. Truth is in the corner. It looks like he's stuck in the air. He might need a water bottle pretty soon. 3, 2, 1. Uh-oh. Here comes Epico.
Epico. Or Primo.
No, it's Primo. The fucking the Tron said Epico, but it's Primo.
I guess they did their tag team Tron, and his name came up first.
Right. Oh, he was going for the leg drop, but Cody wasn't there, and he had to push Cody down.
His feet like a split second before mine,
yeah.
Ahead of mine. On my TV, I can tell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Primo's always been pretty good. He's just been, he was the generic one of the two, and even though he was the better one, you know, his brother or whatever had all the charisma, but
that
the Miz just took out R-Truth. R-Truth is out of the Rumble. And Miz is taunting him. Oh, he just pulled Miz out. Now I guess he's going to be... Just hit his big move on the Miz outside the ring. Miz is laid out. Probably be out there for a while. Give him a little break, because I guess maybe he is going to be the Iron Man.
Primo's better than Carlito, but they were so much better together as a team, I thought.
Yeah. And, of course, Carlito has, well, you know, such a way, way, way better look.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't give a fuck. That Ric Flair promo that he cut off was the best one ever.
His brother? Or his cousin or something?
I think maybe cousin, dude. I'm not too sure. Uh-oh.
Nick Foley,
dressed as Cactus Jack, coming into the Rumble. What number is he, 7?
Boy, he's struggling to get down there.
Yeah, he's struggling to get to the ring, but he's in the ring. He's going right after Primo. And the other guy is just standing there and watching. And there goes Primo. Foley just got rid of Primo. Now Cody's all over Foley. Do you think they'll let him, how long do you think they'll let Foley stay in the match? Because, you know, he's going to be stuck in there pretty soon.
Not too long. God, he's big.
And he's running wild on Cody with forearms in the corner. Uh-oh, he's doing
like
the bang bang.
Ball.
This is becomes a big running knee. Takes out Cody. Luckily for Cody, there's more padding around the leg. And, DDT.
If he's going to wrestle at WrestleMania, he needs to get to exercising.
Yeah, no shit. He needs to hang out with me at Gold's Gym every day. him and the Werewolf are picking up Cody. And okay, they're down. Here comes the count again. 5, 3, 2, 1. Oh. Del Rio?
Alberto.
Wow, I guess he's back. I hear the car pulling in. That's right, Ricardo. That'd be awesome if it's Ricardo. It is Ricardo. Ricardo's
it's
driving
Ricardo.
The,
look at that car.
And it's like a Pinto, and it's like all like paneled up.
Oh, this is awesome.
Oh, it is Ricardo. And he's doing it. He's got the scarf and everything, and he's doing it. Oh, he just kissed his shitty little car.
He is the hot one of the group right now, of the duo right,
right
now. So.
And he's totally doing Alberto's gimmick.
Uh-oh, we're going to have Virgil and Ted DiBiase coming up at WrestleMania, I think.
Bully and what's his name? Just stopped fighting and are watching him. Oh, man, that was awesome. The car was awesome, and it was all taped up in the back for the windows. And
yeah.
Now he's talking to Justin.
What happened to Miz? Did he just get posted outside or
oh,
something?
Oh, he jumped on the Miz. He's kicking the Miz's ass.
Oh, that's Cody.
It's payback for the other time on Raw. And the crowd's chanting, is chanting his name, too. Oh, the so-called baby faces just turned, you know, sucker attacked Ricardo and fucking that bullshit. Oh, he threw a real kick to the werewolf and he's beating him down and now him and Foley are going to throw him out. Yep. Foley and Ricardo just threw out Gabriel. Ricardo's just going crazy, dude. This is fucking awesome, dude. He just high-fived Foley, dude. Oh, my God. They're going to do like the CM Punk gimmick, I guess, from last year. Oh, here comes Santino. And he's coming out of the
world.
Oh,
he's not winning this year.
Dude, don't never doubt the Cobra, dude. Well, we got Murillo, we got Ricardo, and we got Foley. And Ricardo's slapping himself to get fired up. Oh, but he's backed up from the Cobra. Foley's just instigating between the two of them. Oh, backdrop. Oh, Santino with the, what do you call it, the bump, the inverted
Thomas
knee drop now. What the hell? Uh-oh, they're doing the old, I don't even know what it's called, dude, but they're
what
basically, they're rolling flips into the corner.
Okay, that looked kind of silly.
Oh, dude, he just gave him a wedgie. That's not fair, dude. Oh, here comes, there goes Ricardo. Santino just took out Ricardo.
Oh, come on.
Came back for last year, but, Uh-oh. We got Mick Foley against Santino.
Oh, they got the two sock puppets, don't they? They can battle
the
sock puppets.
Yep, and they're it's like the Battle of the OK Corral. They're fucking drawing their weapons. And now we got a face-off between Mr. Socko and the Cobra.
That is awesome.
And one's scared of fighting, the other one's glad of it. Oh, man, it's like the Kim Shamrock-Dan Severn match. They're just circling each other, waiting to strike, dude.
Only not as boring.
Here comes Epico.
Okay.
And I have a feeling that Epico is not going to win the Royal Rumble.
I think he's going to go
Cobra,
out quick.
Cobra. But he actually got up from the Cobra and ran right into Mr. Socko. And bye-bye, Epico. Uh-oh. And now the big face-off continues. Mr. Socko against the Cobra. And the Cobra is winding up, man. Uh-oh. It's a clash. It's like the Iceman and the Human Torch battling it out. But the heels have returned. Cody and the Miz, who I guess were just knocked out of the ring. have returned and now are taking control, and The Miz is beating up Foley, and Cody just threw out Santino in the Cobra. So Foley's got two by himself, and he's about to get, Mr. Shockwave made the comeback, and he's got The Miz. And let's see if The Miz is going to go out. Oh, no, Cody just threw out Mick Foley. And Foley just took one of the safest bumps he's ever taken to the outside of the ring. So we got 8 seconds to go, and we got two heels in the match, and I guess these are the two Iron Men of this year. Is The Miz and Cody are looking at each other, but here comes the buzzer. Excuse me. Oh, here comes Kofi. Kofi and his tag team partner, his hometown, even though his tag team partner won't be around for another, like, month and a half, unfortunately. But I am also going to predict that Kofi Kingston is not going to win the Royal Rumble. But he's running wild with Dropkick.
Well, you're going with your predictions here tonight.
Yeah, I'm going all out, dude. I'm telling you. He did that awesome thing where he, like, jumps through the ropes and then hits the kick when they come through. Now he's going for a springboard clotheslines on both of them, but hit The Miz wrong. And now The Miz and Cody are laying on top of each other, almost 69, but not totally. And they just did the, what the fuck is it even called, dude? The boom drop. He just hit the boom drop. So, oh, he's going for The Miz. And, of course, The Miz holds on. And Cody's making the save and throwing Kofi in. And Cody hit his dropkick. It's not as good as he usually hits it, but Cody Rhodes does have an awesome fucking dropkick, dude. And now he's trying to throw Kofi out. And Kofi's holding on, and we got the countdown coming. 2, 1. Oh, it's the King. The King.
Uh-oh.
The King coming back from behind the desk like he did in San Antonio. Let's see if he can last a little longer, dude. Uh-oh. Cody got him, and now Miz is about ready to fucking lay the smackdown on the King. But, oh, King ducks. And right hand. King's throwing his awesome punches. Missed that one by a mile, but fucking it looked badass. Even threw a dropkick, two dropkicks, so the King's running wild. Thinks it's like 1980 all over again. Big fan, looks like he could barely hold him up.
Yep, looked like he almost lost him.
Right? Now, here comes the strap. Strap's down. Here comes the fist, the flying fist. Boom. Uh-oh, but Cody just got him and threw him over, and now the King is out of the match. And Cody and The Miz have continued to survive.
No, he wasn't going to go long if he's got to go back to commentary, so.
Yeah. It'd be cool if in a few minutes Booker gets up and gets in the ring. But it's right now it's Cody and Miz and Kofi, and the clock's coming down. Ezekiel. Dude who's just like big and muscular but just absolutely sucks and has no charisma and has absolutely nothing other than he's got big traps.
Yeah.
And big shoulder rock.
Ahmed Johnson, you mean.
He doesn't even look as good as Ahmed. Ahmed had a way better look.
Yeah.
Ahmed Johnson actually had a little charisma. You know, he wasn't
true.
Taking his phone back and doing his interviews.
He just got hurt all the time and
hurt
other people.
Yeah. But he looked way better. I'm not talking about when he came back in WCW, not when he was all fat. But when he was in the WWE, he had a damn good leg. And he was over. He's just one of those guys that has a worse rap than when he actually was there, you know.
Yeah.
They make him out to be worse than what he was. But he's about to slam Kofi. What a slight slam. He just, like, spun around in a circle and then did it. It's not like that was, like, impressive or anything.
Isn't his main move, like, to do a bunch of body slams or something?
Yeah, but I haven't even seen him do that in a while. I don't even know the last time he won a match.
I can't remember last time I saw him.
He was, like, backstage when Cody won it, like, basically, when Cody got to pick, like, his match on the spin the wheel.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he goes, well, I pick him, and then Ezekiel turned around, he's like, no, him, and it was Hornswoggle. But now they got Jinder Mahal, who just absolutely sucks. And it's like a running gag of up when people keep saying when he's going to get fired.
Well, he can go work for the TNA India group then. He won't
be
out of work long.
He could go save the Indian people from Scott Steiner running wild in the crowd.
Scott Steiner in the crowd looking like Brody from Japan.
Yeah. And you know they all think it's totally real, too.
Yeah.
Jinder's taking his time, slowly, barely took off his turban. He's actually had a red turban and not a white one, so he's kind of had a little bit of a gimmick change.
I wonder if anybody's shit in it yet.
Oh, I'm sure someone has done it already.
Did somebody do that Tiger Ali thing? They shit in his turban.
They did that, I'm pretty sure. But they did, you know, everyone gets something shit on. It's just part of how it is.
They did that in Lawler's Crown back in 93 when he first came in there. Better than
just,
in your sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different shit things that have happened in the WWE. It's fucking ridiculous. It's like the gimmick of choice is the shit. Speaking of India, India's greatest professional athlete of all time, is the Great Khali, has made his return. You know, at least when he finally gets fired from WWE, he'll definitely have a job in that fucking TNA thing.
He's moving pretty well. He's been around in a while.
Yeah. I'm sure he's going to throw Jinder on in like 2 seconds. Yep, chop on The Miz, chop on Kofi, chop on Jinder, and he's got Jinder, and let's see if Jinder's going out. Yep, Jinder did not win the Royal Rumble this year, and now Ezekiel's going out.
That's for my sister. Didn't he marry his sister or something like that? I don't remember the storyline.
Yeah, it was some kind of crazy story, but Khali just took out Ezekiel, so they got two of the worst guys out of the match. So the match quality should improve greatly over the next few minutes, and even better when Khali gets eliminated. It'd be funny if, like, one year they just have to do, like, the Iron Sheik thing where Khali has to win the Rumble just because they can't throw him out because he'll die or get killed going out. But here comes the countdown. Let's see.
Who's
there?
Oh,
it's Junico. It's Junico. Yeah, it's Junico.
And that's
being driven to the ring on a bicycle by Ming's kid.
Yeah. That was a pimped out bicycle.
Yeah. And of course he's running wild, hit a body press on Kofi, hit a drop kick. He's about ready to slam The Miz, and I'm sure he'll get cut off.
Angle slam. Kurt Angle's going to be on Twitter bitching about that.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't like that shit. I really wish he'd just go back to the WWE already, dude. I'd love to see Kurt back in there.
Yeah.
But, you know, he'd have to get all juiced up again. And Khali's still in there. And just took out Kofi. And now he's trying to take out The Miz.
Maybe he'll go back when he doesn't make the Olympics.
That'd be cool if he did, I mean.
Yeah. Actually, if he did make the Olympics, WWE is probably where he should be. They probably promote it better.
Yeah.
TNA would.
Yeah, no shit. Especially if by some miracle he won, because, you know, he's just crazy enough to win.
Booker T
is coming in. He basically was wearing a dress-up shirt and his trunks underneath.
Maybe he had his pants on at the table and took them off or something. I don't know. I couldn't tell.
It didn't look like he had pants on at all, but Booker's in the ring running wild on everybody. Oh, it's Booker looking at the Great Khali. Khali's like, what the fuck? Oh, headbutt. Oh, Booker's down. Booker's down. Khali's running whoopshot on him. And I have a feeling
they're probably the only big man that I've ever seen where you sell for his offense and then you look bad.
Right.
Just because it's a Great Khali.
Let's see. Khali just slapped Cody. And things have kind of slowed down a little bit. Miz is still in there fighting away. He's beating up on Kofi right now. And Kofi's doing the skin to cat. Oh, he just heads through there at the Miz. Oh, the Miz threw him off, though, and kicked him. And
there you go.
He's not all the way out. He's on his hands, but his feet are so. But Miz pushed him, and he's doing a headstand. He's walking on his hands.
Oh,
he's walking on his hands. Oh, he got his hands on the fucking steps, and now he's crawled on the steps. Holy shit. Holy shit. That was a John Morrison spot of this year. Kofi's on the steps. Getting ready to get back into the ring. And yes, he is back in. He has saved himself. That was fucking phenomenal, man. And now here comes the countdown.
Uh-oh, Dolph Ziggler. He saw the handstand and he's pissed off.
Right? No shit, dude. That's his
gimmick. He just killed Dolph Ziggler's gimmick.
And Vicky's in him.
That may have been a better spot than John Morrison last year.
I think that was too, dude, because he was running on his, he wasn't just walking on his hands, he was fucking running.
That's easy to fuck up. God.
Well, Dolph's in the ring now, he's beating up on Kofi. Oh man, so it's been a pretty decent show so far.
Not many stars, not many really big stars so far.
No, not really. I mean, who's the biggest star in there so far? Miz? Cody?
Booker T?
Booker T, yeah, in a way, kind of. I mean, he's a big star, but it's not like he's even, that's sad because he's not even one of the real main wrestlers or anything.
Well, he looked like a big star just because he's been gone for a while.
Probably just fucking big. That's it's got to be a rib though for him to be in so long. You know he's gonna start fucking. He's gonna pan himself like right now in the middle of the ring and not move.
Like 6 months off because they were gonna do bring him back for the Rumble, so they had to have him time to get his wind. Hacksaw,
the original winner of the Royal Rumble. Can he do it 25 years later? I'm gonna go on record as saying that Hacksaw Jim Duggan is not gonna win the Royal Rumble. But it should be fun while he's in there. And he almost looks the same.
Yeah, he don't look too different. I mean, he's older.
Yeah? I mean, just like he's a little flabbier, but that's about it. He still looks the same. And he's running wild.
Yeah.
He's showing, he just fucking, I don't know what he did, but he just took out Hunico and knocked him on his ass. And now he's got the Miz and Cody and double headbutt spot. Headbutt spot. You know, they don't do that no
gimmick.
More.
He's always going to get work or something like that, you know, at least on the indies and WWF every once in a while.
Yeah.
People still pop for it, so.
Yeah, he's just, I mean, the crowd's going crazy, dude. The crowd, I mean, I don't have the sound on very well, and I got my headset on, but you can tell the crowd's fucking going crazy for him. But, Duggan is going out, and unfortunately, I was right, and High Call Jim Duggan did not win the Royal Rumble this year. And Cody's talking some shit to him as he's fucking getting up. Yeah. Dude, it's just, you know, it's just amazing what just a pair of knee pads can do for a person.
He looks like world champion now.
He does, dude. Oh, Booker's out. Khali's out.
And Khali.
Cody took both of them out, and I thought he had like help, but he took them out by himself. So Cody's fucking.
Yeah.
Cody might be in line to get the record this year for most eliminations.
Miz is still in there.
Miz is still in there. Dolph's in there.
Michael Cole.
And the third announcer is going into the match is Michael Cole. They started playing the Raw theme song, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then you hear Michael Cole.
I thought it was The Rock because they had the Brahma Bull thing on the Titantron.
And it's funny, he's going in with fucking when Booker's coming back to the ring. And he's putting on the Rick Steiner headgear. If he can figure out how to put it on. Dude, I have a feeling that Michael Cole may be winning the Royal Rumble.
Is that what Dave and Brian were talking about yesterday?
Maybe. I'm not going to go on record as saying that he's going to win, but you might be looking at the winner right here. But he's posing right underneath the sign. You know, like that cameraman, the cameraman who's in charge of getting them underneath the WrestleMania sign?
Yeah.
That guy's got to be a bundle of nerves, because you know if he misses just one shot, they're going to be screaming and yelling at him and being like, what the fuck? But he does a good job, because you see that WrestleMania sign above, like every time there's a wrestler there, boom, you see it. It's actually pretty cool that they do it like that. Karma's back. Oh my God, Karma's back. She must have had her baby then. Has it been that long?
Holy shit.
Kohat just hadn't even locked up with anybody. He was just barely in the ring, getting in the ring. And then the countdown came, and now Karma, and Michael Cole is looking a little scared because I guess he has a feeling Karma's coming for him. And
that's awesome. I didn't hear if she had her baby the other night.
Oh, clothesline. Maybe she's still pregnant.
I would hope not.
When did she leave, dude? How long has it been? Has it been that long?
Like May.
Cole's about to do the No Mask in his gimmick. He just climbed over the top rope, and he's begging off of Karma. And Cole and Booker T, John Lawler and Booker T came from behind the commentary and pulled Michael Cole off the apron. Oh, shit, Ziggler was telling Karma to get out of the ring, but she just kicked him, and now she's going to hit her big fucking slam on Dolph. Holy shit. Uh-oh, Vicky is just up on the apron and talking shit. Oh, Jesus Christ, she just power fucking slammed him to go out of the ring. Karma is fucking running wild in the Royal Rumble. Holy shit. But she took her eye off the prize and got eliminated by Dolph.
But yeah, I would hope she's not pregnant if she's taking that kind of bump.
Yeah, dude, but goddamn, she just, that's the way to make a comeback. Damn, that was awesome. Why did everything they did
with her
was awful. Her last appearance kind of was weird and kind of, it wasn't that great. But everything else he's done with Karma has been fucking awesome. Oh, here comes Sheamus. What number is he? Where are they at? Where are we at? 22? So 8 more? I don't know why they're doing 30. They should do 40 like last year, dude.
Yeah.
But Sheamus is running wild. The Great White
Hope. Let Karma wrestle the men. She'd be better looking than China.
Right? No shit. I mean, her office will look way better. I mean, she just landed shit out of Dolphin. It looks awesome. Fucking, she just fucking press slam Juncio out of the fucking ring, dude. Jesus Christ. Uh-oh. Sheamus is showing his Aryan brotherhood, and he's gone after Kofi, even though they're both faces. But just got kicked in the face by Kofi. Uh-oh. And he just caught Kofi and threw Kofi out. So, yep. Racism is at its fucking work again in the WWE. I bet Triple H booked that part.
Oh, God.
I bet he booked that one. I know Pat Patterson do it. He doesn't book racist shit, you know.
He's just putting gay shit.
He books perfectly great angles, dude. Why you gotta be there just because of Nance K? Get to do the break. He's one of the best matchmakers of all time, at least for this match. But anyway, Sheamus
made a lot of matches with a dick in a man's ass. A bunch of matches like that.
Hey, just because Kamala wrote a song about it doesn't mean it's, you know, happened.
I don't know. I'm in the Brooklyn Roller.
Ziggler went for his big move, but Sheamus up the ropes and didn't go down. And
Road Dog.
Get the Road Dog. Uh-oh. He doesn't look super out of shape or anything. He's not doing his countdown, but they did the, oh, you better call somebody music. He's wearing a DX, like pants and shirt. It almost looks like he's wearing those Zuba pants.
Yeah.
The way they fit him. Oh, he's doing the Zuba
breakdancing.
You're talking
about a guy they should make an announcer. They should make him an announcer.
Yeah, that's good, dude. Oh, he's doing his little shimmy thing. I always like Road Dogg. Road Dogg was badass, dude.
Yeah.
Well, he was, you know, when he was a DX, you know, the original Double J wasn't all that great.
If he could have wrestled like his brother, Brad, he'd have been awesome. Like a huge star.
Yeah, no shit, right? No
shit. The charisma and the mic work, and he'd have it all.
Yeah. Too bad they couldn't, you know, work into each other. And then it's, it, and then all the other brothers were way lacking after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Steve was okay, but, you know, he wasn't, he didn't have really any charisma at all. He was decent.
He was better with Becky's mothers.
Yeah, they were bad. You know what? They were so badass when they were the Southern boys, and then when they became the Young Pistols, they just started to suck. Uh-oh, one of the Usos is coming to the ring, and the other one kind of came out with him, but he's dressed.
I guess the one that's dressed is the one that got the DUI.
Oh, he's... The Usos break dancing. Oh, it just did a super kick on The Miz.
Now they should have his dad come out as the next guy.
Yeah, that'd be badass. He just hit a big butt bump thing in the corner on the Road Dog. It's, everyone says they're getting fat, but I really haven't seen them enough to notice that they're getting fat. Are they getting
fatty? A little bit heavier, but not by much.
Yeah, maybe just like a, you know, a little flabbier, but not like, you know, they're not like... Not like Rikishi, because Rikishi got so huge so fast.
Yeah.
And it's like every gimmick, he gained 50 pounds.
And he was out there wearing a diaper at the end. It's kind of easy to notice when you're getting fat on that.
Right? He had, like, his normal trunks, and then he got fat, and then he got, like, the kind of, like, the... you remember when he was the positive Rikishi?
Yeah.
And he had, like, the kind of bunch of colors and stuff. And then... Yeah, he got fat when he did that, and then he got fatter when he did the,
Sultan?
What was that gimmick, dude? The Sultan?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then when he went to Rikishi, he gained some more weight. So it's like every time he changed gimmicks, he had to gain a little weight. So that's not a healthy way to advance your career, but I guess it works for him. Oh, here comes Jack Swagger, the All-American American.
Well, I can tell you right now, Randy Orton and Chris Jericho are going to last to the end.
Yeah, I have a good feeling. And I also have a good feeling that Jack Swagger is not going to win the Royal Rumble.
Damn,
but
Cody
he is running wild
still
right
in,
now.
Miz still in there. I called another one. Say he's going the distance.
Right. And Road Dogg's still in there. I'm sure he'll be second there pretty soon. And you got Ziggler's in there. I mean, so far the biggest stars that have been in there... has been, what, Ziggler and The Miz?
Yep, and Cody, I
who's
guess.
Who's the biggest base? I mean, the biggest baby face, I guess, has been Booker T and The King.
Yep.
Oh, Foley. But it's not like Foley's, you know, full time.
Yeah.
What number were they at?
I'm not sure. It's verse 10, right?
Yeah. Cody just scored Buster Ziggler. Maybe he is going to bring it back. Oh, here comes the countdown. 3, 2, 1. Who is it, Wade?
Wade Barrett.
So I guess
that's
him and Sheamus are at 26, so 4 more people. So that means you know Randy's next. that's kind of. I'm pretty sure, and I'm going to go on a limb and say Wade Barrett is not winning the Royal Rumble. And of course, Wade's running wild. Of course, he has to run wild on a bunch of heels since there's more heels than anything in the match. Oh, Road Dogg just punched him in the face. Oh, he's throwing out. There goes the Road Dogg. Wade Barrett just took out the Road Dogg.
Huh.
Sarah Lawler just said, oh no, if you didn't know, it's time to go. And Sheamus and Barrett are going at it like I expected. Two guys they want to push, but they don't seem to be able to do anything really good with them lately. And Ziggler just hit the leg drop on, who did he hit it on? One of the Usos? Yeah, you. Here's, okay, let's see, he's 27.
David Otunga.
Uh-oh. I wonder if Jennifer Hudson's there.
I don't know.
He's taking his time. He's not in any hurry to get to the ring. But you know what? He is fucking pretty jacked up, man. I mean, he doesn't really look it when he's wearing, like, his little sweaters and his tie. But when he's in the ring, he almost looks like Chris Masters.
Yeah, you can't really tell when he's wearing his Carlton Banks outfit on Raw.
I think he plays that part pretty decently.
He needs to start, like, his music now needs to start with, like, a big slurp. Like, when he drinks his coffee and he always has to slurp.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Let's see here. In fact, the ring's actually kind of filling up for a change. How many guys are in there? Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? 7 or 8 guys?
Yep, about 7 guys.
Yeah. And it still seems like there's more heels than anything. I mean, who's the faces in there? You got Sheamus and, I guess, an Uso by default.
He's the only one, isn't he? Sheamus is the only one in there.
You got Dolph, Miz, Jack, Cody's still in there. Oh, here comes Randy, because here comes the I Hear Voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me. And, of course, Randy's running wild. And the crowd's going crazy because, you know, the hometown. And he's gone right after Wade, and Wade just kind of pushed him off. But, power slam on Sheamus, right? Oh, uh-huh. Power slam on Wade. He does have an awesome spinning power slam, dude. That thing is awesome.
Yep.
And the Viper is ready to strike. He's coiling up. He's right behind Wade. But Cody just jumped on him from behind. And it's stomping on Randy. And, Cody just, he threw him through the middle rope, but he's setting him up for the draping DDT. Oh, and he's doing the same thing to Ziggler, so double DDT. And I'm sure the crowd's going to go crazy when he hits it. And he does it right underneath the WrestleMania sign, which is badass. And he just, he's throwing out an Uso as we speak. Yep. And he just hit the RKO on Wade. And I have a feeling Wade is going out. Yep, Wade is out of the Rumble. And here comes the 10-second counter. So at least there's two faces in the ring. And you got the Miz still going strong after all this time. And the lights have gone out.
Uh-oh, I'm looking for a jacket.
Yep. Chris Jericho's Tron jacket is in the Royal Rumble. And breaks the walls down. And what are they, 29?
Yep, I think there's one more.
So who would be the last one?
I don't know.
Anyway, there goes Daniel Tungo. So he's acting like a baby face at first because he's going after all the heels, and now he's going after Ziggler. Jericho's been so badass. Now, there's one guy on my Facebook who's like so fucking appalled by it and hates how they're doing and just complains and complains and complains. But I think it's been pretty awesome.
Was he stupid?
I don't know. I didn't say it, but, you know, I totally disagree with it, man. But, let's see what's going on. Jericho and Cody are going at it. Cody's actually got the upper hand. He looks like he's just going on like a normal match. You can't tell that he's been in there for that long.
Yep.
Miz has kind of slowed down a little bit, but he's still in there. He's barely hanging on the outside, but Cody just saves him. So here comes the countdown with season number 30 is. I wonder who it's going to be, dude. Undertaker? Oh, the Big Show.
So that makes your sense of Dolph in there, I guess.
This is one of the most understar of Spider just got eliminated before Big Show even got into the ring. And he pushed Big Show, but just got the knockout punch.
That's where I was Kane and Shane weren't in there.
Right. But yeah, I mean, the most starred Royal Rumble ever, it seems like. I mean, only big star is Randy and Jericho, when you think about it.
Yep.
It's Randy, Jericho, and then, like, I guess you could say the Big Show, and that's about it. The Big Show just took out Cody and Miz.
Damn.
So the Iron Man are out.
Come down to Jericho and Orton.
Probably is, and Jericho will do something heelish to advance. But Ziggler just got thrown out like nothing. So the Big Show is running wild in here. And they're the final four. So we got Sheamus, Jericho, Randy, and the Big Show.
Yep.
And now we got a big stare down between all four, corner to corner. It'd be cool if Jericho starts trying to kiss ass with the Big Show, you know, like the Jericho Show. But the Big Show's pushing them all off. So they all try to jump on him. But he's running wild on all of them. And he just slams Jericho into the corner. And
Royal Rumble is trending.
Just choke slams. Here's Jericho. And now Sheamus just hit him. And Randy just hit the RKO on him.
Damn. This big show is about to get tossed right here.
Yep. Looks like Randy and Sheamus are teaming up to help throw him out. And, he just threw off Sheamus, but Randy got him out anyway.
Damn.
But Randy just got eliminated.
Oh, there goes Randy.
Yep, Jericho just eliminated Randy.
I know who's winning.
Just took out the hometown kid in his own match. I have a feeling that Sheamus is winning the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Let's see if Randy sticks around. He might be sticking around. They can pull a little something different. Now they're just circling each other, looking up at the WrestleMania sign. Jericho points at the sign all dramatically. Jericho's just so fucking awesome. Sheamus just told him, come on, fella. And now he's running wild on Jericho. Shoulder blocker on Jericho. Jericho with a face plant. Oh, no, he didn't. And he's almost out. He's barely holding on outside the top rope. See what Sheamus can do here. Oh, Jericho's slowly fighting back. And he's back in the ring. Oh, like a little dropkick by Jericho on the Sheamus. Doesn't he know you're not supposed to go off the top rope in the battle royal? The crowd's chanting Y2J. And don't you think it's weird how like the crowd still hasn't figured out that they're supposed to start booing Jericho?
Yep.
I mean, if this was like 1983, I mean, he'd be like the most hated dude in the ring now just for throwing out Orton. But yet they still haven't totally turned on him. Sheamus is doing his little chest beat down and crucifix maneuver. Do you ever see those girls that sing his theme song on YouTube?
Do what now?
There's these two girls. He was going for the crucifix thing over the top rope, but he missed. Jericho just closed line Sheamus, but Sheamus is still on the apron. And now he's going for his springboard dropkick from the Sheamus, but Sheamus still hasn't rolled off the ring. He's still laying on the apron. And now he's trying to kick off Sheamus, but Sheamus is still holding on. Let's see if he can get him. Sheamus is halfway, top half of his body is hanging out of the apron. But he just kicked off Jericho and to see if he can get back in the match. There's these two teenage girls that on YouTube they sing like all the theme songs. And they do like Sheamus' song. Like one plays guitar and they both kind of sing. And
where
they're both little teenage girls, but they're actually pretty damn hot.
And, where was this
and
at?
They're on YouTube. There's like a thread on the board about them, too.
Oh, okay.
And they're really, really risky, really, really, really cute for their age, but they're fucking awesome singers. I mean, they do like an awesome job, and they do an awesome job singing Sheamus' thing. One of them's name's Miranda, that's all I remember. But, yeah, they're pretty cool. Anyway, Sheamus just hit, he just missed a bro kick on Jericho, and Jericho's going for the walls of Jericho. Oh, Sheamus is trying to fight his way to the ropes. And don't matter anyway, I mean, it's not like he can submit and lose a match.
Yeah.
But he has got to the ropes. And does he even have to break? I mean, it's the Royal Rumble. It's not like there's rules. But he did let him go. Raising his hand in the air like he's about to win, or he knows he's going to win. Oh, Jericho just went over the top rope and he's hanging on.
Oh shit!
Luckily, unlike Shawn Michaels, he's a little shorter and neither one of his feet hit the ropes. But he's fighting with Sheamus. He's outside. Sheamus is inside, and he's going to the top rope. And he's pulling Sheamus up there with him.
What's he doing?
Looks like he's going to try and suplex Sheamus over his head out of the ring. But Sheamus is defending and headbutting him. Oh. Sheamus just crossed himself, but he's holding on. He's just on the apron. They're both on the apron.
They've gone about as long as Shawn and Undertaker, haven't they?
Who? So, what did you say about Shawn and the Undertaker?
Yeah, they've gone about as long as Shawn and Undertaker in 2007.
I think they went like 10 minutes. I don't think they've gone that long yet. But it's my clock says 9:44, so I'm assuming that it's not going to last very much longer.
What did he do?
He looked like he was going to go for a pin. Yeah, and the commentators even stepped to that, and now they're kind of like giving him a hard time. And Sheamus just pushed him off. Kick by Jericho to Sheamus.
Maybe Sheamus will win. I don't know.
Just to have, like, anyone can win kind of a thing?
Yeah.
But
Plus, I guess they can get, like, Jericho to the title match between now and Mania anyway, so.
Yeah. Jericho almost had Sheamus all the way over, but Sheamus was able to get back in. And he's slapping Sheamus, but Sheamus is starting to get a little pissed off. And he just threw Jericho down. Missed a bro kick. Oh. I was going for the code breaker, but Sheamus has got him, taking him to the ropes. He's hanging
shit
off the top rope again, but his feet are too short to hit the ground. But Sheamus looks like he's gearing up for the bro kick. Yep. Jericho just lost. Sheamus just won the Royal Rumble.
Wow.
So big surprise. Wow.
I did good on predictions tonight.
So what, it's going to be Sheamus against Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania again, but this time they'll actually be on the card?
I don't know.
Or on the pay-per-view? That's different. That's a surprise. I almost don't even know what to say about that. Because they just want to serve everybody.
Like I said, they can get, if they want to do Jericho and Punk, they can still get him there somehow.
Oh, I'm sure. But I wonder where they go with, like, Randy now.
Yeah. Or maybe Jericho flips out and, like, gets his title shot back or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Jericho went for the cold breaker, and then, like, he just threw him out, but he, like, held on, but then fucking got the bro kick of death.
Well, his world did end, I guess.
Yeah. Paul, the Sandman who made the pool is saying to announce him as the winner of the over-the-top rope Rumble. So, I guess you win, Paul. I wasn't even keeping track. I totally forgot to keep an eye on this thing. So, it was
a good show.
It wasn't as good as last year's Rumble.
No. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't bored or anything. It was entertaining, if anything.
Yeah, it was cool, but I mean, it wasn't the greatest show by far. So. I'll give it a thumbs up, but it's not like it was like something I'd go out of my way to see again.
Nothing terrible, but nothing great.
Yeah, basically. And then, you know, you had like Foley and Booker and the King. That wasn't too bad. And Ricardo was awesome. That's probably the highlight. To me, the big highlight is Ricardo. And then the awesome face off between Mr. Sacco and the Cobra, and what else? Jericho's Tron jacket, I guess. Even though he didn't win. It was all right.
I'm checking the board to see if everybody's flipped out that Jericho did not win.
Probably. Oh, Randy, you know they're going crazy.
Nobody's really caring. Well, we got a lot of Euros. Maybe they're happy.
Rodney's kissing ass to the Law guys on Facebook. Rodney Rogers to the Law live audio wrestling. Sheamus winning equals typical lip swerves of the fans booking. Fuck you, WWE. And, of course, it's Rodney, so he has to put those little stars for the UCK and fuck. Come on, Rodney. Just cuss for once, man. You're black, dude. Act like it. Come on.
She's like the white Craig. You don't curse.
Right? And then Craig, I texted Craig to tell Brian to put us on the front page, and he saw, oh, you can't have the website's broken. What if that wasn't broken? If Craig was on the show tonight, he would have been asking that bastard. Did you see that Thug Assassin shit?
What about it?
Did you see it or any clips of it or anything?
Fuck no.
You didn't see Rushy Brown get fucking murdered or something?
No, I didn't watch that.
Yeah, it was, I haven't seen one damn second of that show, but I do love the reviews of it.
Well, yeah, you got two. two white dudes reviewing it. I mean,
right? Two uncool
like
white
guys.
White guy
in the world, so you know. Just listen when somebody sends in a shout out with rap lyrics, and he has to say them.
I'm getting Facebook messages from this sad man. He's singing "We Are the Champions" because he won the pool.
What'd you win?
Oh.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I got more predictions right.
He wins the chance to just go crazy on my Facebook, I guess.
Oh, okay. Wins the chance to brag.
Right.
You pick a random number with a random guy.
Right. Well, that was cool. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about from the show?
No, there's nothing really. We'll just run it down real quick. Daniel Bryan kept the world title in the cage match against the Big Show and Mark Henry. He escaped at the end when Big Show was holding him up by one arm at the top of the cage, and then he was able to get down and win the match. And then they had the Divas. What were the Divas in the match?
The Divas were Beth Phoenix, Natalia, and the Bellas against Eve, Kelly Kelly, Tamina, and Alicia.
And who won that match?
The heels won. Don't you remember when Beth told one of the Bellas, get out of her ring?
Yeah, that's right. Told her to get out of the ring. Kelly did a dive off the top rope and about seven people. So
yeah, that was actually pretty awesome. It's a good thing they caught
her. Then we had the return of Zack Ryder. He was in a back brace and in a wheelchair, and he was taken into his dressing room by Eve. And then they had Kane against John Cena. Went to a double count out. It was a decent match. Nothing terrible or anything like that. But then they fought to the back, and eventually Kane got to Zack's locker room, and he wheeled him down to ringside and gave him the tombstone pile driver. So. Maybe we'll have a neck brace on tomorrow.
You know, Cena hasn't gotten over on Kane at all these weeks, man. It's been Kane's gotten the upper hand every time.
Yep, that's right. Then we had Drew McIntyre got beat by the Funkasaurus, Brodus Clay. I'm surprised he wasn't in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised.
Maybe they didn't want to have him get thrown out or something. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe that's a good sign that he actually wasn't in it, but it would have been awesome to see him do his thing during the match.
Yeah, and he won the match. He defeated Drew McIntyre, and they had the Royal Rumble, which Miz started, and he must have lasted, what, about 50 minutes or so? 45?
Yeah, he lasted quite a while.
Yeah, he lasted quite a while, and the end it was Sheamus eliminating Chris Jericho, so... I don't know where it goes from here.
Yeah. So I guess, actually, I was going to say Royal Rumble is shaping up, but now it's like it's not, because now it's like, okay, what's going on? Yeah, you know.
I wonder if they were talking about winning the Royal Rumble last night. I don't think that's too bad that Sheamus won. Not that big of a deal, I don't think.
Yeah, it's better than Michael Cole winning it.
Yep. Speaking of which, they had who came back in this Rumble? We had Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Jerry Lawler, Booker T, Michael. All three of the announcers participated. You had the return of the Road Dogg. You had the return of Karma, of all people. She eliminated Michael Cole. Actually, Jerry Lawler and Booker T eliminated Michael Cole when they jerked him off the apron.
Yeah.
And Great Khali came back.
Karma was awesome.
Karma Rodriguez. Was probably the MVP
the
of the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, he was awesome. They played the real music, and Ricardo came out in like a, I don't even know what kind of car, but it had different kind of panels on different colors on different sides, and was all taped up for the window in the back.
It looked like it was clearly stolen. Stolen from an impound lot or something like that, or right before they crushed the car, it was stolen out of garbage. You know, a garbage place.
Yeah, and he's got the scarf like Alberto. And he actually ran wild for a while, and it was awesome.
Yep.
But, yeah, it was a good show, now that I think about it.
Yeah, like I said, nothing terrible, but nothing like really that great. Oh, I forgot about Dolph Ziggler. I mean, CM Punk defeated Dolph Ziggler when
with Laurinaitis Knight is not really interfering and kind of saying it down to like. The referee was counting, so Laurinaitis joined him as he counted number three as the three count. It looked like he was fair.
Yeah.
They keep showing commercials for the Assassins thing. But I guess we could go ahead and wrap up the show now.
Yeah, let's go.
If you want. All right, everyone, stay on AngryMarks.com. You can always download the streamer show at AngryMarks.com along with a lot of other shows. And we should be back. We'll be back to Friday night this week. And we don't have a guest, but I guess we could always go back to doing our Horseman Part 2. So we'll have something going on next week. So, do you want to say anything else?
No, that's it.
Oh, you know what? I'm getting a call here.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and take it before we go because part of the name of the is interesting to me. Caller, King Sandman. Who's this?
It's me.
Who's me?
It's King Sandman.
Oh, what's going on, Sandman? How you doing?
You sound different from ECW.
I'm celebrating my win in my pool that I just drew like 30 minutes before the match.
You know, I'm going to have to go back and investigate because, you know, I actually wasn't paying attention. So how do we actually know that you won? Do we actually know that Sheamus came in the number you drew?
He was number 22 and I drew number 22.
Hmm. Wow. Congratulations. It's almost amazing how you won a poll that you made.
It's great. It means you all owe me £100. I mean, $100, obviously. Yeah.
I don't remember signing up for that.
Well, you did.
I'll let Craig take care of that then.
All right. So Greg owes me $300.
Okay. Yeah, we'll call it even on that.
Cool.
So you're actually making your debut call. What's this shit I hear? You're not going to Vegas this year, dude. You need to suck it up and go make some money and come.
I can't afford it, man. But I reckon I'm definitely coming next year, 2013.
It'll
be good.
Well, we'll see, man. We'll see.
I want to go this year, but I can't afford it. And I want to come, but I can't afford it. So
where are you calling from?
Derby, England.
Okay.
From where? Derby, England?
Yeah, I've got a bit of a Scottish accent, so.
How far do you live from Daza?
About 30 miles away. I see him every now and then. We go to gigs and stuff. We saw Alice Cooper together.
Alice Cooper? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man, well, congratulations on winning the pool. We were about to wrap up. Did you have anything you wanted to talk about before we go?
I just think the bias against the British is disgraceful on WrestlingObserver.com. And, you know, Bisping obviously won last night, and Wade Barrett should have won tonight. But at least somebody who's quite close to the British Isles won. But he's still Irish, so we don't really like the Irish, to be honest. But anyway.
You know,
Irish.
As long as the Americans don't win, then that's fine.
I think Michael Bisping is just as bad as Big Daddy, so there's no way he'll ever be in the MFA Hall of Fame.
He beat what's that drug cheat guy called? I can't even remember his name.
Hey, what are you talking about? Shell whooped his ass two rounds.
Yeah, but he's a drugs cheat, so it doesn't really count, does it?
That's all right, because if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
You got a point there. Got a point.
Cool. Well, anything else, Paul, before we let you go?
No, that's it.
Cool. Okay, well, everybody come back next week, or come back Friday, and we will leave everybody with this.
This is Jim Rezick, and I'm here to say we've got the greatest wrestlers in the AWA. But you're not here to listen to me mumble. Let's fill you in on the Wrestle Rock Rumble. Get on!
Wrestle Rock. Begin.
We're the Midnight Rockers, Sean and Marty. We love to wrestle. And we love to party. You don't have to worry. We're not going to fumble. Because we'll be shaking through the Wrestle Rock Rumble. Ow!
Wrestle Rock. I'm the Sheik, and that's not funny. I got my army a lot of money. If Ghani in my way, I make him crumble. He be sorry, I did the Wrestle Rock rumble.
Wrestle Rock, be there.
I'm Jerry Blackwell, I want the Sheik. I want to get my hands on that pencil neck geek. Cause I watch the EDF fumble. I'm going to make my splash in the Wrestle Rock rumble.
The AWA, you, me, and Wrestle Rock.
I'm Greg Gagne, and I'm in a rage. I want Brody, and I want him in a cage. A high-flying dropkick will make him see double. I grind him up at the Wrestle Rock rumble. Woo!
Wrestle Rock.
I'm Kurt Hennig.
And Big Scott Hall. Tag team champs, we'll take on them all.
So bring on the long riders, those dirt ball gumbos.
We'll smear those bushes, do the Wrestle Rock rumble.
I've got a passion. I'll get the title back from the humanoid Hanson. I've got the brains, and I'm not humble. I'll take the belt back and do the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
Wrestle Rock, April 20th, at the Dome.
Wrestle Rock, 86, be there.
I won't be through till I get done slapping around Scott the Duke. Gonna beat the ugly bartender into a bundle and laugh all the way doing Wrestle Rock Rumble. Ow!
This game talk got a mouth that won't quit, but I'm Scott the Duke and want to smack the little shit. And when I'm through, you won't be able to mumble. I'll be left alone doing the Wrestle Rock Rumble. Yeah!
Just one last word from the former champ Burns, but give a lot of thought to one more turn. There's some old scores that still give me trouble, and I'm starting to get the urge to do the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
So there you have it, and now you know him, and on April 20th, it's at the Dome. So get your tickets to be under the bubble, because you two can be doing the Wrestle Rock Rumble. Do it!
Wrestle Rumble. Wrestle Rock Rumble.
The Wrestle Rock Rumble.
Wrestle Rock Rumble.